Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Time for another update. I do a lot of videos, and I always say, if anything happens, I'll update you. And sometimes nothing happens. Sometimes something will happen a few weeks later, a few months later. But here we had something happen a couple days ago. The next day I did an update, and now I'm doing another update. I believe that's 3 days in a row, story, update, update. But this is the end of it because the Shiawassee County elected officials have agreed to return the COVID-19 hazard payments. And that was a big brouhaha here in Michigan. One county decided to take some of the money they've been given for COVID-19 relief from the federal government and distribute it to themselves and other county employees. But they gave themselves rather large bonuses. And that was a 6-0 vote, which I've talked about before. But we'll get into all of this here. Ron Fonger wrote the update for MLive.com. MLive.com is a great website that does Michigan-oriented news. Shiawassee County, Michigan, elected officials in Shiawassee County who received as much as $25,000 are giving the money back. They thought the money was hazard pay, but as I mentioned before, it was really bad optics. It didn't look good. I had some people say, Steve, it's also unethical. Well, you can consider it that. But as noted, it was unclear if any laws were broken. And now I'm backing that off in a little bit because I originally said it looked like no laws were broken. And then it now appears that there may have been some issues with the legalities of this. The County Board of Commissioners, which last week voted to make the payments, issued a news release on July 23rd, which is Friday, saying the seven members of the commission and all other elected officials in the county will voluntarily return the funds, as has County Coordinator Brian Boggs. So if you're not an elected official, but you are an employee of the county, it looks like you're still going to get the pay. Most people think that's okay. It makes sense that the workers in the county to work through the pandemic should get some kind of hazard pay. If it's available, that's great. But when elected officials give money to themselves, that's where the thing kind of falls apart. According to the press release, since the payments were made, confusion about the nature of these funds has run rampant. The commissioners deeply regret that this gesture has been misinterpreted and have unanimously decided to voluntarily return the funds to the county pending additional guidance from the state of Michigan. And of course, they're blaming it on other people, saying it's confusion. Other people are confused. No, if it's correct and we're confused, just explain it to us. But you can't because it's not confusion on our part. So the idea that this has been misinterpreted. Let me see if I got the facts straight. You were given COVID relief money from the federal government and told to distribute it as you see fit, and you distributed some of it to yourself. Did I misinterpret that? Because if that's misinterpreted, explain what I got wrong there. Because if I got it right, that's not misinterpreted. So this press release is wonky. Six top county officials had received $25,000 each from the American Rescue Plan funds. But that's top county officials, not members of the board. That money was designed to target low-income workers who are disproportionately impacted by the pandemic and essential workers who face the greatest risk of exposure to coronavirus due to their work. Now, Boggs told MLive and the Flint Journal that himself, Sheriff Brian Begol, Building and Grounds Superintendent Timothy Hill, Health Department Director Larry Johnson, the County Board of Commissioners Chairman Jeremy R. Root, and Finance Director Tracy Bublitz received the maximum payout, which was $25,000. Meanwhile, lower-level employees received $1,000 to $2,000. And that's what people were really upset about, is that the people at the top gave themselves more money, and they gave the people down below less money. The county commissioner's actions came on the same day that the Shiawassee County prosecutor announced he would return his $12,500 in hazard pay after concluding that the payments to elected officials violated the Michigan Constitution. And for those of you who aren't clear on the concept, the United States has its own constitution. States have their own constitutions. The Constitution is the basis of all law in the state of Michigan. It's also the basis of all law in America, the U.S. Constitution is. So if something violates the Constitution, then theoretically it is illegal. The Constitution prohibits any political subdivision of Michigan from paying out extra compensation for public officers and contractors after services had already been rendered. Our Constitution does a lot of really, really specific things, apparently. So that's the Shiawassee County prosecutor who said that he believes that the payments were unconstitutional, and that's why he returned his hazard pay, apparently before these other people issued their press release about the misinterpretation and the confusion. That was other people's fault. The prosecutor said, I was at the Board of Commissioners meeting to discuss staffing levels in my office in light of a backlog of cases created by the COVID-19 pandemic. I knew hazard pay was going to be a topic of conversation for the board, but I wasn't a party to that conversation. The board never requested my legal opinion about it, hazard pay, and I didn't provide them with one. So it turns out that he's the prosecutor, okay? And the board already has, as an attorney there, an attorney on behalf of the county, who does sit in on these meetings, apparently, at least was on this one, I heard, and rendered an opinion about what they were doing. And that partly was because they did this behind closed doors. And there is a lawsuit regarding whether or not they violated the Open Meetings Act, and that lawsuit is still proceeding. But the prosecutor says, look, I'm an attorney. I'm sitting right here. And they didn't ask me, so I didn't volunteer an opinion, but I was just sitting right there. In a statement, he said, not only am I not entitled to this money because of the Michigan Constitution, but me giving the money back is just the right thing to do. I still hope that the hardworking frontline employees of the county continue to benefit from these payments. They're the ones who deserve it. And again, that's what most people think. It's people at the top should be giving the money to people doing all the work. The repayments by elected officials also followed a decision by Shiawassee Circuit Judge Matthew Stewart to recuse himself from hearing the lawsuit that sought to invalidate the hazard pay distributions of $5,000 or more to various officials in Shiawassee County. Philip Ellison, who filed the lawsuit on behalf of a woman from Hemlock, said that Stewart recused himself because court staff who worked for him were among the employees who received the hazard pay from the county. And that makes sense. So the case was then reassigned to a judge in another county. So that was in Shiawassee County. It was assigned to a circuit judge in Genesee County, Mark Lachana, who was assigned the case and ordered a show cause hearing for Monday, July 26th. So there's going to be a show cause hearing on the Open Meetings Act lawsuit on Monday in Genesee County, which is nearby. Ellison, the attorney, said he expects the show cause hearing to continue despite the decision by elected officials to return the hazard pay. So that is part of the issue. And so the lawsuit got filed after the announcement was made that the Board of Commissioners had given this money to themselves and others. And they had apparently done this behind closed doors. So someone filed a lawsuit and said, you can't conduct that kind of business behind closed doors, violates the Open Meetings Act. And in their lawsuit, they wanted a court ruling on that issue. And then also they wanted a ruling that says you got to give the money back. Well, since they already gave the money back, it kind of moots that point. But the bigger question is, should that entire discussion have taken place behind closed doors? And so perhaps a judge could look at this and say, you know something, that should have been conducted in the open. Therefore, any decisions you made there are null and void, and you need to redo this. You get a takeover, okay? The lawsuit claims Shiawassee County Commissioners violated Michigan's Open Meetings Act in authorizing the COVID-19 relief payments and by conducting that business behind closed doors. So a whole bunch of updates there, but it's interesting about how quickly this turned. I got notes from several people the day this went down. And what's interesting is how many people simply just, this just doesn't look right. Is this correct? Is this good? Is this how things should happen? And I've done other videos about people in positions of power who voted to give themselves raises or voted to give themselves lifetime health care. That's another one I remember doing a video about, where a board someplace that had the power to grant themselves their own perks said, oh, by the way, we're going to give ourselves health care for the rest of our lives so that if I get defeated in the next election, I can go sit at home or do something else, but I still get health care paid for by this body. And a lot of people go, that seems like a conflict of interest at the very least, that you get to vote yourself stuff. But as people have noted, it's good to be king. So the idea that the county commissioners were told, do what you want with this money. And they said, oh, we'll give some of it to ourselves. There's no misinterpretation there. There's no miscommunication there. There's no confusion there, except by the people who are trying to muddy the waters and distract attention from what happened. Because the transaction is so simple. But the good news is that here we are, just a couple days later, and they've reversed course, given the money back, and they're letting all the people who are not elected keep it, which makes sense. But as noted, the lawsuit will continue on the Open Meetings Act question. And the prosecutor himself in that county who had gotten a payment said, I don't believe it's legal to get this payment. I think it violates the Constitution. And I mentioned in the first story I did on this that somebody said they had spoken to Lansing and somebody at the state government had told them you can do this. So it sounds like, you know, the sign behind the counter at the court clerk's office and goes, clerks are not allowed to give legal advice. There's a reason that sign is there, because a clerk is not an attorney necessarily. They're just working in the office. So when you ask them for legal advice, you know, what do you think you're getting? So the question is, who did they speak to in Lansing? And did that person know what they're talking about? Makes you wonder. Makes you wonder. So Danny and Chris sent me this note about the update to the update to the story. Thank you very much, guys. MLive ran the story. Ron Fonger wrote it. Shiawassee County elected officials agreed to return the COVID-19 hazard payments, citing confusion and misinterpretation, which I think is a crock. Questions or comments, put them below. There's a talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I'm the one that's got to die when it's time for me to die, so let me live my life the way I want to.